In this bulletin, the death toll is rising in a Hong Kong apartment tower fire that's raging out of control. Two men are charged with assaulting police in Melbourne protests last month. And in football, Aston Villa scores a 2-1 victory against the Young Boys in the Europa League. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Camille Bianchi. Firefighters have nearly contained a blaze, burning for more than 24 hours across seven apartment towers in the Hong Kong district of Dai Po. At least 94 people have died. More than 200 are still unaccounted for after the fire broke out at the Wang Fo housing complex on Wednesday night. Hong Kong's anti-corruption agency has launched an investigation into construction work carried out on the buildings. Two directors and an engineering consultant of Prestige Construction have been arrested under suspicion of manslaughter for using unsafe materials. After reports emerged, the housing estate was wrapped in bamboo scaffolding and green mesh. Deputy Director of Fire Services, Derek Armstrong Chan, says fire crews faced incredibly difficult conditions.
We encounter particular difficulties in several areas. Like, the fire was spreading exceptionally rapid. So, as you can see, the fire spread quickly to all the seven blocks of the estate. And secondly, we receive a lot of assistance calls. So we have to deploy our crews to handle the assistance calls at the same time.
A New South Wales police officer has been found guilty of dangerous driving occasioning death in the case of a crash that killed an Indigenous teenager. 16-year-old Jai Kalani Wright died in hospital with serious injuries after a motorbike he was riding collided with an unmarked police car in Sydney. Police allege the bike and a car were both stolen and that they had been sighted by police nearby before the collision. Police officer Benedict Bryan had pleaded not guilty over the crash in inner Sydney in February 2022. More details have emerged over a fatal shark attack at Kylie's Beach on the New South Wales mid-north coast yesterday. Two Swiss tourists were attacked at the unpatrolled beach in Crowdy Bay National Park. By the time paramedics reached the scene, the woman in her 20s had died and the man was badly injured. Emergency services say passers-by stemmed the man's bleeding with a makeshift tourniquet and may have saved his life. He was airlifted to hospital in Newcastle, where he remains in a critical condition. Professor Cullen Brown from Macquarie School of Natural Sciences says the number of shark attack fatalities has risen to about 3 a year in recent years.
It does seem like over the last 15 years or so, there has been a bit of an uptake or an uptick in the number of fatalities. And it's certainly not due to an increase in shark numbers, but it probably is a combination of a change in the behavioural distribution because of climate change. But it's also, you know, let's remember that this is about shark-human interactions, right? So there's the human equation as well. And I suggest that there are just more people in the water more often.
Victoria Police have arrested two people in relation to competing protests on the streets of Melbourne last month. Riot police were deployed to two separate groups after anti-immigration March for Australia protesters were confronted by anti-racism protesters on the 19th of October. Police investigating the demonstration allege the counter-protest group hurled rocks, glass bottles and rotten fruit at police. A 21-year-old man from Port Melbourne has been charged with two counts of assaulting police, two counts of hindering police, while a 56-year-old man has also been charged with assault and hinder police. They've received bail to appear in court in May next year. Police have also released images of six people they hope to identify. Senator Sarah Hanson-Young says the nation's environment protection laws are undergoing urgent reform after her party, the Greens, secured a Senate deal. She's arguing the overhauled laws will prevent unchecked land clearing and forest destruction. She does, however, acknowledge the negotiations were tough.
Today's a good day for nature, a good day for our forests and our bushland, our wildlife, and a bad day for the fossil fuel industry. We have kept coal and gas in the slow lane, where they should be.
To sport now, and in football, Aston Villa has secured a 2-1 victory over the Young Boys in the Europa League, despite disruption from travelling fans. Doniel Marlin scored two goals in the first half, prompting Young Boys supporters to throw objects at Villa players on their home ground. The game was paused for 5 minutes as fans clashed with police until Young Boys captain Loris Benito managed to calm them down. Officers in riot gear prevented any further trouble after the break. It's Villa's fourth win from five in the Europa League. And those are the latest headlines from the SBS newsroom.